Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 3. Today's reading will be starting in verse 1 and ending on verse 11. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshipping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave, or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Once again, that was Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Not everything we think and feel is good and right. There is a lot of our old lives still lurking inside. When we became Christians, we died to our old lives, and our true lives are with Christ in heaven. As we focus on Him, we live out the life of heaven, a life of contentment, peace, encouragement, truth, purity, and joy. This is easier said than done. Verse 3 says that we have already died with Christ. Verse 5 says we need to put to death the earthly things inside of us, not yet done. We live with the reality of, quote, already and not yet, end quote. We are already purified and not yet completely pure. We need to live out the reality of the cross and resurrection, choosing each day to follow Jesus and put to death the selfishness living inside of us. Jesus lives inside of us, helping us live out this sacrifice, but He will not force us to choose Him. We must make the daily decisions to go His way. We follow Christ, who chose the cross and overcame sin and death. The world regularly tells us that selfishness is good. We are told lust is good because it sells, that greed is good because it helps the economy, and that rage is good because we are venting. Powerful people prey on our selfish desires to increase their own selfish power. Everything we think and feel is not right. Human's nature has been corrupted. Lust disconnects us from humanity, greed pulls us away from beauty and what really matters, and rage hurts others and acts like our feelings are more important than the feelings of others. We have to choose each day to ignore the lies and half-truths of a world that wants to exploit us and damage our souls. This starts by focusing our thoughts on Christ and surrendering to His way of freedom and love. God has given us life, and we have all we need in Him. Here are some things to ponder during your prayer time and to meditate on for the rest of the day. What are some of the areas of sin and selfishness you are battling right now? How is Jesus helping you in this battle? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.